Well, the other day, and
said, yeah, Paradigm.
You may come in and listen to the debate.
Yeah, he told me
I was with him
on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Even if it only changed my grade by 0.0.
Oh, Jenny was tempered with mercy. Well, today we want to, we were in lesson 22 and just got near the end of it talking about dual. And we're going to get into the exercises here. And I think I kind of tentatively assigned C and D there, so we'll just go through it. If you don't have it fully done, this video's going to be a critical little charge on through anyway. But let's look at stage 101, a couple of points on these last, we just mentioned it, didn't say too much. But we looked at the duals, and in construct, they're just like a plural, and with suffixes, they're just like a plural. And so the ene types, anyway. They're like ene type plurals. And there's a few expressions for time and measurement, we talked about those, and perhaps the most unusual being the word for noon, referring, you know, is a dual form. It doesn't mean two noons, it just means noon finger. So, and there, I don't know, somebody, we've had some speculation as to what it might have been in their minds, but who knows, really. And then the adjectives modifying the dual are found in the plural. So that was the last point we made. If you're going to put an adjective on the dual, it's going to be plural form. No dual forms on adjectives, dual forms only on nouns, and even then only on certain nouns. Okay, vocabulary, I think we looked through most of those. Yeah, I guess so. We talked about Mitzrayim, the word for Egypt, it's dual. Far we got on this exercise. Did we get started with part A? Or we took the test? I think we did part of them.
Yeah, we did A.
Did we get all through A? Okay, got all through A. Maybe that's where we got through. That's where my answer was. But, all right. So we got through A, we just started with B. Okay, that's right.
It's all coming back.
Number one of part B, Doug, do you want to try to take track of that? My two ears have heard. Or just my ears. You don't need the number two there. It's the dual.
Thank you.
Oznai, right. It looks like last night was Oznai, because it's Ozen is the word for ear, and then in the suffixes, it just reduced the kamasa to see it on the page previously. So it's Oznai. Shama'u Oznai. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tony, number two, your masculine singer, two eyes, 15. Very short sentence, but it sure got a lot in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You get a free hey verb here and everything. Three A, two alpha verb.
I know, I don't remember the book yet.
Now, ra'a is the verb to see.
Cool.
Oh, I. It's just in this vocab list here. Now, this ayin. Singular, plural, a meme.
Oh, that's right, the two. Yeah,
You want a nayim would be the dual form. All right. Yeah. Now you want to put a suffix on that. When you put a suffix on a dual form, it's just like putting a suffix on a im plural form.
A-nayim.
No different. Okay, so it would be a nayim, but now you're going to put a suffix, second person masculine singular on there. That'd be a necha. A-necha. You can see it in the chart. Ayin is one of those in this chart on page 101. Fourth one down is ayin. You can see dual absolute is einayim, construct is ena, and then einai and einecha. Einecha is the one you want. Second person masculine figure. So, and then what's the verb form? That's third person masculine singular, third person masculine plural, I should say, or common plural. Bara'a. Ra'u. Good. Next one.
Help.
Yeah, the hay drops off. Okay. But the olive is still on there. So it's ra'u with kamas, resh kamas, olive, shiret. Yeah, ra'u einecha.
The eyes,
that thing, right? Yes, this would be your eyes.
Okay, but the see, the verb.
Oh, right, yes. Right.
For eyes.
Right.
So it'd be feminine.
Oh, well, it's the third person
because of yours.
Yeah, but it's plural instead of common. In other words, in the perfect. Now, see, this is going back to the perfect again. In the imperfect, there would have been a difference. See? So, ayin is feminine. In the imperfect, you would have had, well, see, we haven't had three olive. But if it was your eyes rolled or something like that, yeah, it would be kicked over. Okay, it would be feminine. I don't even want to tell you what happens to the three A's.
Oh,
imperfect. Okay. All right. Number three, he put force, or literally sense, in his two hands. Okay. Right. Shalak et yadav. Okay. Good. Questions, anyone? All right. Number four. Birds' two eyes are beautiful. This is blue.
Einecha yafot.
Let's see. Yeah, yafot or einecha yafot or yafot einecha. Either way, predicate verb. John's already joked about that, you know, especially the blue ones. We've got a relative in our family that has one eye as blue as could be and the other one is brown as could be. Okay, any questions on the Hebrew?
What is this last word? How does it
spell? Eneha. Eneha. So you want her two eyes are beautiful. So it's third person feminine singular, suffix. So that the suffix would be Segol, Yod, He, Kamet. And then Yaakov. Oh, you had. Oh, you just said your two eyes. That's correct for a second person. That's second person feminine singular. You want third person. So what you said is your two eyes are beautiful, talking to a woman. But they want her two eyes. Yeah, right gender, but the wrong number.
That's not a common statement.
It's the goal, your pay, common. In that up. I guess they didn't get that far on the journal. But you just followed all the way down. Okay. So, Yaakov, Eneha, Yaakov. Number five, I've placed them under my two feet, right?
Coming back and forth.
I'm sorry, brother. Yeah, he just did it so well, you know. That Raglai. Samti, Ozam, Takat, Takat, Raglai.
We have
Nathan, I think, in it. And so it'll be Nazati if you have that. See, Nazati because of the fall up. There is another one too, but I can't remember. Okay, number six, the people who belong to him are standing, as if we are in his feet. Because it's already definite because it was that. Okay, yeah, Omazim. For standing?
Yeah, I've got Amdu.
Oh, you just put it in third form, okay.
Or participial
form. Okay, yeah, but you should have participial form most likely here, because otherwise you'd say, if you said Amadu, you would be the people who belong to him stood. And you want people who belong to him are standing. So you want Omazim, Ha'am, Asher, Duraglau.
What
sounded right. The verb omadim would be a participle. So that's functioning as your verb. Well, yes, that's another thing. Well, see, you can't use an imperfect with amad yet because we haven't had. The one guttural, so if we haven't covered those yet. So I know they're not asking you for an imperfect form. Technically, you might see an imperfect form here, for our standing. But more likely to be participles. So omadim would be the form for the participle. If the people stood, then you'd use the perfect form. Omadim ha'am v'raglau. Belongs to him. Those are to his feet. Okay, Beit with Shua, Reish with Papak, Gimel with Shua, Lamed with Thomas Yod Wow. That third person. Now I'm asking a figurative subject. Do you want to say yin his feet? So the yin is what's up, and then his feet would be raglao. That's
epic. How did he
instruct
that? Standing,
people
standing.
What
did you just say it again?
Okay, I started out with the participle. You could have ha'am, omadim, or omadim. If you're running a predicate position with your participle. So, omadim, ha'am, or ha'am, omadim, asher, and that's describing the people now. Well, actually, you'd probably want omadim in the front, too, just to make sure the asher is modifying ha'am. So, omadim, ha'am, asher, which are, and if you need the asher in order to make the prepositional phrase, modify the noun.
So it's just which are to him.
Yeah, which are to him, or which are literally, which are in feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they have him. I'm sure you don't see it very often. Okay. Number one. I don't know if you don't see it, but you know, for a second, everything has got to be deep. I'm listening again. All right. Who is Billy Lawford? Okay, Bob is done. So, John, number one on the translation.
Hayah Yahwahim HaMelech Elohim Abao Abiyu.
It's Elohe Abiyu. Better watch that.
Oh, yeah. I do.
That's right.
Elohe Abiyu. Darash Ugmitz Wodau.
Okay.
Halaf.
Okay. Wodau.
Halaf.
Okay. It's a vocal shalaya. Ugmitz Wodau. Okay.
Yahweh was with the king because he sought the God of his father and he walked in his commandments.
Right, good. Yahweh was with the king because he sought the God of his father and he walked in his commandments. And in his commandments he walked. Let me put the word over there. Okay. The reason I did that is because normally it's verb first, then. Well, I guess it's just a precious phrase, could be either way. Okay. Any other question? Number two, go.
Yisrafu et ha'isha ara'a. Va'esh b'chutz la'ir.
Right.
They, masculine, plural, will burn the evil woman with fire outside the city.
Okay. Yes. They will burn, they, masculine plural, will burn the evil woman with fire outside the city, or on the outside of the city, or how you worded it. Okay? And it's literally in the fire, but it depends on whether you take it instrumental or not. In other words, it can either be, they put her right in the fire and burn. Of course, in this image, both of them kind of come together, you know. Burn with fire or in fire, it's really the same kind of an idea with that particular thing. In other circumstances, it might be if they killed her with a sword or something like that, we would probably almost certainly say with. But in the Hebrew idea and the Greek idea, they may have this idea of the realm or the spirit. Okay, good. Questions on that? All right, number three. Back to Doug.
In three, Nimkalu Yash Akhman Nabigot Hakatin
Hakaton.
Hakaton.
Okay.
they will sell their little brother into the hands of the men, going down to Egypt.
Right. Good. Yes. Hayoradim, I guess it would have been a. It didn't sound quite right. That should be a vocal shulah, yeah. Hayoradim, going down, it's part of the performance. Okay, yes, they will sell their small brother or little brother into the hands of the men who are going down to Egypt. Okay, why don't you need an asher there for the men who are
partial?
Right, participle, you don't need it. Participle gives you that. Okay. Keep me on the toes. Mm-hmm. All right, number four. Jim.
Okay. Asa ha'ish et ko Melechet, Abuda, Beit Yahweh.
Okay.
Well, the man did every I'm not quite sure occupation of work every
yes let's see all the work of the bondage and servitude let's see it's
oh okay.
Did they give you the concept? They must have given you the construct, the regular
yeah,
construct form for that, didn't
work,
they?
Work of the service. I looked at the construct in the back.
Okay, did you have to look at it in the back, or did they give
yeah.
I thought they gave it. There was a section on those.
They had some like it.
Oh, they had some like it, but they didn't have
that
one. Okay, so you did have to look that one up.
I think that's what I
counted, I think. Oh,
yeah.
And
so it's something like work of the servitude, you know, the work from Malacha, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, but that's a real strange one because you've got a segel that goes with Beth and Alice in there.
Yeah.
You'll see those are possible.
Beth, isn't that brothers?
No. The construct for Bayit.
Oh, okay. Every bondage of servitude in the house of Yahweh.
Right. Right. So the man did all the work of the servitude of the house of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Or the bondage of the house of Yahweh. You don't want to call it bondage.
The burden of the Lord, the burden of the
Lord. Yeah. So you choose your word carefully. Okay. Yeah, so it would be all the work because, again, It's definite. You see, you see what you've got here. You've got four. Or let's see, one, two, three. Three things in construct and one absolute.
Mm-hmm.
All the work of the servitude of the house of Yahweh. Oh, they did that one on purpose.
That's cool.
So Yahweh's definite. So that carries you all the way back to Kol. I mean, and now with Kol with the article, it's going to be all the something, not every something.
Oh.
You've really got to look way down the line to find that out.
Well, if you see that the first one's in construct, then you know it's got to be.
Well, you,
I
you
mean,
don't know until you get
clue, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's a pretty good clue.
Well, they have
and more often than not, the thing at the end of the construct chain is going to be definite.
Right.
Pretty rare that it's not, but it's possible.
Right.
That's another thing. The actual mm-hmm. tip you off. But the F is in almost yeah, it's going to have to be definite. Okay. Any other questions? That's a real good string of construct. Number five, Tony.
Okay. Bayom Haku Chispo.
Mm-hmm.
Nikal Nalaka Asher Atar
just Atar so Atar T
Ote Ki Yom Hashbat Hashbat actually Hu
okay
and it means that day,
you will cease from every occupation which you are doing, because that day is the Sabbath.
Right, because that is the day of the Sabbath, yeah, literally. Okay? Because that is the day of the Sabbath.
That day.
Yeah, so it's almost like because
day of
because
Sabbath.
Day of Sabbath, that is.
Yeah.
That's why it means literally. Or that is the day of the Sabbath. And it's the day of the Sabbath because Sabbath has got the article and the day is the concept to it. Okay, good. Oh, yes, it could be too. Let me see. You only have to. Well, it could be it, for it is the day of the Sabbath. Kind of ambiguous as to whether it's demonstrative or just. Normal absolute form of that pronoun. So that would be fine too. So in that day you will cease from every work or every occupation which you are doing because it is or that is the day of the Sabbath, or it's the day of the Sabbath it is. Okay. The reason I went with that is because you started out with a demonstrative in that day. And that kind of set the tenor of it. And there it definitely has to be the demonstrative because it's got the article on it and it's about now it's in a trivial position. Okay, number six, Daniel.
Etrosh Estiade, Kol Yame, Agai, Ituri, Vishuati, Fuk.
Right.
I will keep Yahweh all the days of my life because he is my rock and my salvation.
Right, good. Yes, I seek Yahweh all the days of my life because he is my rock and my salvation.
What about rock of salvation?
What's that?
About rock, I thought it was a construct. Rock of salvation.
Well, it's just because of the conjunction in between. See?
Yeah.
Because he, the who there at the end is the subject. And then to a re, we shuwati. See, that's what, that's effectively rule. That's rule of shuwa with wa. I mean, it would have been wa yeshuwati, but you get rule of shuwa there because of the first one.
Good. Move back to 5%.
Yeah.
Now, you translate that as that day, you will rest from all the work. But you
yes.
Is there any reason why it has to be you?
Okay.
Maybe she.
Well, yes, it could be. Yes, because it's feminine, that's another good point.
Was there anything that's in
put
there?
That down here. No,
that's what I had. It's confusing my
eyes. On that day, you will see. Okay, then you will see.
We shouldn't be feminine then.
Yeah, then see the feminine.
No, that's
the. See, it could be either masculine. Yeah, you're right. It could either be masculine second person or feminine third person. You know, if you had a feminine, let me see if it fits all the way though. Let's see what number was it? I find it back here. Number five. Okay, in that day. Okay, that Tish goes. Could be either she will cease or you will cease. But then. Right. The Atah is what ties it down.
Okay.
If you didn't have the Atah, that would be.
Right.
Well, the participle.
That would have been feminine too, wouldn't it?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, once you've gotten. Yeah, the participle should have been feminine if that was the case. Yeah. So that will help you too. It's not always going to be quite as dependent, but the pronoun really takes care of it. Okay, so you do have to watch that. Number seven then. I think you're up next, Christ.
Kasim Karu Osi Bayad. Yavi.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So that first is the interrogative case. Atim Karu.
You will sell me into the hand of my enemy?
Okay, make a question on that.
Ah.
How about I go you? Yeah, will you
tell me
right? Will you sell me into the hand of my enemy? Okay.
Is that enemy or enemy?
Enemy, plural. Yeah, that's Patakyo, the shot right there. I'm going to look further. Okay. Give the Oya V. This is my enemy. Okay, number 8. Hurry.
Ma, no, me le fait. Africa.
Right.
What is the work of your brother?
Right. What is the work of your brother? Probably ask him what's his job. What is his occupation? What does he do for a living? Okay. Number 9. Ba. Keep along.
Sarah Su. Oh, you bow. S. S. Day. Yahweh. S. Day. Amalek. Was called by the door, Sarah food for age.
Right.
The enemies burned the house of Yahweh and the house of the king, and all the great houses were burned with fire.
Okay. Right. All the great houses. Actually, singular there.
Singular.
He'd probably be every great house.
Yeah. Yeah. Every.
But that's, you know, idiomatically, it's okay.
But it's his enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah, his enemies. Yeah, his enemies burned the house of Yahweh and the house of the king and every large house or great house. They burned in the fire. Okay? Yeah, they burned in the fire, or let's see. I suppose you could say burned with fire, too. With fire. Number 10, Chuck.
Nayom, Tahu, Karu. Shabbat, Ki, Bo, Shabbat, Yahweh, Mehamalakha.
Okay. You need those multiple words.
They called that day Sabbath or rest because Yahweh rested from the work.
Okay. You might, but you should have that bow in there sometimes. In it, yeah. You should say, because in it, God, Yahweh rested from the work, or because Yahweh rested from the work in it. You call that day Sabbath because in it, Yahweh rested from the work.
So just skip right then.
Yeah. Oh, just a little bit of word.
What's the Lamed on the Yom doing there? Okay, we have that day.
Oh,
Isn't that...
It has to do with the idiom for call, to call something.
Right.
Call
by name.
Right. Okay, any other questions? All right, number 1, he will break them like a vessel. So?
Bishavor, Olsam, I have.
Yes, Kikoli, right. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. Probably Kikoli, yeah. You'd have to take that as the God Kipat Dagesh. If you took it as a, if you took that second Dagesh as a Dagesh Forte, then it would have to be Kikoli with a vocal. And it kind of depends on which way they're taking it. So this place is ambiguous. But it's probably, I would assume it's just a.
How would you spell it?
Well, Kaf with Dagesh, and here it, Kaf with Dagesh and Shua, and Lama with Spirit Yod.
Why do we have the Dagesh in the second one?
Well, it starts out with Kali, and maybe you can drop it off.
Oh,
it's Midat Kifat. So once you get a vowel before, you may
do not D-Vest, but it's A-Vest one, so you can have a dub like that.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be a second Dagesh. When it normally stops before a...
Yeah, that's the thing. It could stop before the vowel. That probably would solve it for you. Kikli. Just think about that, though. Did we ever have an example of it? Was there anything on it?
That's one
thing.
We have...
What?
You mean with the key on it?
Yeah.
That's the one they had some examples of.
Yeah, way back then. They do soften normally, so this will be all right. You see, to soften it will remove the ambiguity about whether it's Bobo or Silent Chihuahua. What page are you on there?
Just five.
Okay.
But I'm looking, wanting to cover the area we're on.
No.
Camellia doesn't have a gauge.
Yeah, and we're really dealing with rural Chihuahua. So, yeah, I think, see, the thing that tricks you sometimes is it doesn't always happen the way you expect. Well, the sound is spelling technically, but I don't think you can understand what that.
Now, here it is in page 22. Well, that was with, that's what the English
wants. We don't really have anything to do with it. You're normally adding that on will soften it, though. Well, yes, then the Chihuahua would be silent if you take the Dagesha out. If you left the Dagesha in, then you wouldn't know whether it was a Dagesha doubling, and it wouldn't be that really anyway. So, yeah, I would go ahead and just take that out. Seems like I've seen the word that way, though, it just probably seems a little different.
So it was like the vessel, then we have the Dagesha, right?
Hmm?
If it was like the vessel, it wouldn't have the Dagesha.
Yeah, but
that would
be
right. Yeah, and that would have been because of the article.
Right.
Yeah, and then you'd have a process in the first one. Okay. Sicily. 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 All right. The verb form, let's see, I think you had it right.
Ishbor.
Yeah, okay. All right, he will break them like a vessel. So, Ishbor, Otham, Kikli. Okay, any other questions? Number two, I shall remember your commandments all the days of my life.
Ishbor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mitzvah.
Okay. Right. So you don't need the article because you've already got it. You've got a suffix on it. This is my life. But if you want day plural, so the yamei, kol yamei chayai. Kol yamei chayai. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, my life. And remember, chayim is a plural word. So you use a plural suffix on it.
What is
mitzvot? Mitzvot zecha. Yeah, sego. Sego yos kap. And the verb form es kor, just aleph with the goal. For syllable. Es kor, es, it will zeka, kol, yame, chayai.
Chayai.
Chayai, yeah, yeah. What happened to yame? Yame is, it's yamim, and then you put in construct. This is one that didn't shorten. Is this one of the ones that didn't shorten? Maybe it's, I can't remember which one.
It does shorten because if you...
That one does shorten, yeah. It was used right up there. You may.
Same phrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's that
dogation.
Yes.
Is this one
in Oh, no, I don't have a dogation brain. My mind forgot it. Yeah, which sentence up there had that phrase? See, because there's another word, yam. Remember, yom and yam. Yam, the word for sea is the one that has a dagesh.
That's right.
And that's probably one that didn't short.
That has the kata.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be yomi.
Mm-hmm.
So, that doesn't short.
Yeah, well, see, yeah, and yom has an irregular plural. It becomes yamim, but there's common there, so that one's short. And then the yamim for seas, it's got pantan. But then dagesh. It sounds the same. I'm sure that's why why yom is probably, I don't know, there's no problem in the singular. But Well, some of those do distinguish from the plural. They often do that kind of thing. That's why one of them didn't shorten or some of the regular.
When did we take the F?
Oh, the F on this last one? Okay. Eskor S. There's an S on that one because it's a direct object and it is definite, even though it doesn't have the article, it's got a suffix. That makes it definite. And then Kol Yamei Chayei, which is a modifying phrase, so there's no S involved there. Okay, number three. They will bury their father in the grave of his fathers.
Ikberu, Avihim.
Okay, you want an S on that because it's definite.
I thought that it was their father, so that makes it definite.
Yeah, it does make it definite. That's why you need an S.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I put it in there, but I took it off.
Oh, put it back in. You probably got a space for it,
don't you? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I have it all scribbled out.
Oh.
Ekabre Abot Ehim.
The grave or the
grave? Oh, it's just that grave. You'd have been all right if it was plural, but it's the kever.
The kever, okay.
Yeah. And what was the last word?
Abot Ehim.
Okay.
Their fathers.
It should be his fathers, though. His fathers, but his fathers. Father.
Yeah. Oh, I thought.
Yeah, if it was their fathers, you were right. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you have to watch, because when you get a mixture between singular and plural, you have to decide which thing's plural and which thing's singular. In other words, we've got a plural noun with a singular suffix, his fathers. If it was their, but it could be their plural father, singular, or it could be their plural father, plural, or it could be his singular father, singular. So it's four permutations of singular and plural that we get involved.
So,
Abotau, right. Okay, so the Yikbaru S Abu Avihim, the Keber Abotau.
The Keber.
Shua and the Keber, yeah. Because it's in construct. In other words, it's even though it says in the grave, it's grave is construct of fathers. So fathers is definite. Because of the suffix.
Would that be the Keter?
With Kathan Pathak, Bait, Golem Wow, Tau, Thomas, Yolan, Wow. First person is masculine, singular suffix on a first person on a plural. Remember, Abos is irregular, it had an old plural. Yeah. And that's the point of that story. Okay. It makes you wonder too why they did that, but remember Av is unusual in the singular suffix. And it looked like it had a construct form. You know, Avi was the construct form. I don't know if that had any connection why it was an old plural, but you know, you wonder which irregularity came first. One thing was irregular, you have to do something irregular in the other one so you didn't get confused. Okay, number four. What do my brothers require of me or from me?
I'm
not going to get off this.
That was the first time I
really
got that one.
Almost made it.
I'm not quite sure on the word order.
Start with your question word
order. I'll give it to you the way I've got it.
Yeah.
I've got Ma,
right.
Asi, Yed, Yedireshu,
Yidrishu.
Yidrishu.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. What do my brothers require me? You probably more than likely see the verb form before the noun, though. Standard word order, unless you want an emphasis. So it probably would be more likely to see ma yidrishu aki vimini. But there's nothing wrong with where you had it. You just put it
in the ma doesn't have to be in front of the verb.
Well, the ma doesn't have to be in front of the verb necessarily, but it has to be the first word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the question in my mind, whether I could stand it.
More, yeah, it can, but you're putting more emphasis. You're saying, what do my brothers, you know, what do my brothers require of me? Yeah, instead of what do my brothers require of me? That's okay, number five. The evil sons did not customarily remember the words of their old father. Customarily, they didn't, if you want.
No, yes, no.
Right.
Avanim, Haraim, Estere, Avien, Azaken.
Right. Azaken, yeah. Okay. Lo, Yizkaru, Habanim, Haraim, Es, Dibre, Avihem, singular now, it was a plural suffix, Avihem, Hazakim. Any questions on any part of that? Lo Yizkaru is because you're asking for a customary action. You want a negation, imperfect negative involved. So you use a low and an imperfect form. Lo Yizkaru, and then the subject, Abanim Haraim, the evil son. So the evil son did not customarily remember S, Dibray. Now you want the S because Dibray can construct with the words of their old father. So father is the noun from which the definite is being determined. So F is going to be applied because Dibray is the word because the father is because it's a suffix, has a suffix on it, pronominal suffix. And then Hazakin is going to be the adjective modifying father. How do you know it's the old father rather than how do you know it's the words of their old father rather than the old words of their father? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because the words are plural and Hazakin is
right. Exactly. They both got the same gender, but Devray is plural and father is singular. If it was Hazakin, then you'd have the old word for the father. Okay, number six.
What was the father?
Father, their father would be Avihem. Aleph with Chazet Pasach, Beis with Yirat Yod, and Hay with Degol and Mein. And this looks a little bit like your plural types, you know, because that Yirat Yod in there, but remember that Av was unusual. Av and Ach had that Yirat Yod in the singular stems also. It carried the singular suffixes, but they had that Yirat Yod there, which can, if you look at it real quick, you kind of run over it. Taken for the suffix of the plural. Okay, number six, last one. Will our enemies capture the city and its people? Question mark. Who's up next? Right.
Yil Katu Oya Venu Es Ha'ir Wa Amo.
Okay, we probably want to repeat the S, though, most likely. Well, S. And remember, city is feminine, so he wants Re'ef Amma. Okay, good. So Hayol Kedu from Yalak to capture. So and then your interrogative Hey with Chatzis Pasach. Hayol Kedu Oyevenu and. Matter of looking that one up as far as how it operates. Oye was that one you had to watch out and make sure that you did the reduction first. Okay, so Oye Venu, Es Ha'ir, Wa Es Ama. Capture the city and its people. And it's referring to city in the future. Okay. Questions on any of those? No, now we've mastered the imperfect. For a strong verb, anyway. Now we get to immediately plunge into the exceptions. The first ones aren't so radical. It's a matter of substituting a bata for a colon, basically. But to remember which ones do that and which ones don't is a little bit more difficult. Imperfect in contact is the title of the first section, section 94. Stative verbs of the type kaves and kapon, we discussed earlier, as well as all verbs with a guttural consonant in the second or third position, have pasak instead of colon in the stem of the imperfect. So this is quite a large category of verbs, because in other words, any verbs that have a guttural in either the second or third position, or these stative verbs, instead of a colon will have a pasak in the second position. And well, I guess in a second syllable, unless you get a full syllable, but I guess it's in the second syllable, in that stem syllable. So let's look at the examples here in the paradigm. Once you know that, it's just a simple substitution, so there's nothing too much more to do with that. And then, here we've got with kaves, it becomes yik baz. Now, your normal pattern would have been yik boz. So it's yik baz instead of yik boz. So just the phone becomes pa-pa. Yikbaz, tikbaz, tikbaz, tik, tik to the, and that, the forms that get doubly shortened are the northern shortened. Ekbaz, yikbazu, tikbazna, tikbazu, tikbazna, and yikbaz. So same thing happens. Now, that's an example of stated verb. Now, they've got shama here, that's an example of a two gut or a three guttural. So there's a guttural in the third position on this one, and so it gets pa-pa instead of form. So it's yishma, tishma, 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 tishma-i, etc. And then another example, the next example is bakar, and that one's got guttural in the second position. It also gets bakar. So you get yibkar, tibkar, tibkar, etc. And down the line. There's really nothing other than substituting the bakar form that needs to be noted here. Main thing to note is when you do it. If you've got a guttural in the second or third position, or if it's a stated verb. And then, guess what? There's a few kind of little oddballs that do it anyway. We normally see a small group of verbs exactly like kasav in the perfect, and which are neither stated nor with guttural root consonants, are nevertheless inflected with pasak in the imperfect. The most important of these are shakav, which becomes yishkav, and lamav, becomes Yilmaz, and Rakav, which becomes Yirkav, and verbs to lie down to write. So those are some of the most important ones. They're just exceptions. They go to a pop-up text and perfect for no apparent reason whatsoever. But if it's a dated verb, or if it's got a two guttural or three guttural position, it's going to go to a pop-up. So that's really not all that horrendous of a change to remember. Now, section 95, verb 3 ala in the imperfect. This isn't too bad either, really. A couple things to watch for. As in the imperfect, the quiescence of the ala at the end of the syllable has led to the lengthening of the stem vowel. Now, the stem vowel on this one, since ala is a guttural, you would have expected a fatha because you would follow this previous rule. And then you get it lengthened to comet because of the quiescence of the ala. And so it's just like we saw before in the perfect, but it has slightly different effects just because of the position it's in. So for kara, meaning to call, remember, it's yikra, tikra, tikra, with commas is now instead of paka. And tikra e, that doesn't change, and because you went to shua anyway. Ekra, yikra e, and then here's one to watch, tikrena. Tikra-i, tikrena, you get to goal in that syllable. So that's probably going to be the easiest thing to forget. So I suppose if you want to summarize it, it's comets in all of the in all the positions except for those feminine third, second person plural and third person plural feminine forms. And then you get to goal. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. We're just about done with this. If you want to go ahead and Yeah, I guess we'll do A and B orally, just B, C, D, and E. E is just a reading. And that's going to be more, maybe real text here, I'm not sure. We've got imperfect now. I think we're doing looking at real text now. We're getting all the faults anyway. It's going to change their mind right now. Because when you see them give a lot of footnotes, you usually got real text. Okay, so go ahead and do C, D, and E. I'll break short. Yes.